He'll suffer enough knowing why you died. How? Makes little difference. She paused. Unless. I frowned. Her tone had changed. What? She reached across the table and cupped my cheek, her thumb brushing my lips. I nearly flinched, but managed to master the reflex in time. That seemed to please her. I felt her smile. Such a lovely girl, she said again, and sighed with what might have been regret. I might be able to persuade Nahadoth to let you live, provided E-Tempest still suffers. What do you mean? If perhaps you were to leave him. She trailed off, letting her fingers trail away from my face. I stiffened, sick with understanding. When I finally managed to speak, I was shaking inside. I was angry at last, though. That steadied my voice. I see. It's not enough for you to hurt him. You want me to hurt him, too.
Pain is pain, said the Night Lord, and all the small hairs on my skin prickled because I had not heard him come into the room.
He was somewhere behind the lady, and already the room was turning cold.
Sorrow is sorrow. I don't care where it comes from, as long as it is all he feels.
Despite my fear, his careless, empty tone infuriated me. My free hand tightened into a fist. So I'm to choose between letting you kill me and stabbing him in the back myself? I snapped. Fine then, kill me. At least he'll know I didn't abandon him. Yana's hand brushed mine, which I suspected was meant to be a warning. The Night Lord went silent, but I felt his rigid fury. I didn't care. It made me feel better to hurt him. He had taken my people's happiness, and now he wanted mine.
He still loves you, you know, I blurted. More than me. More than anything, really.
He hissed at me. It was not a human sound. In it, I heard snakes and ice, and dust settling into a deep, shadowed crevice. Then he started forward. Yana stood, turning to face him. Nahadoth stopped. For a span of time that I could not measure, perhaps a breath, perhaps an hour, they stared at one another, motionless, silent. I knew that gods could speak without words, but I was not certain that was happening here. This felt more like a battle. Then the feeling faded, and Yana sighed, stepping closer to him. Softly, she said, her voice more compassionate than I could have imagined. Slowly. You're free now. Be what you choose to be, not what they made you. He let out a long, slow sigh, and I felt the cold pressure of him fade just a little. When he spoke, however, his voice was just as hard as before.
I am of my choosing, but that is angry, Yana. They burn in me, the memories. They hurt. The things he did to me.
The room reverberated with betrayals unspoken, horrors and loss. In that silence, my anger crumbled. I had never been able to truly hate anyone who'd suffered, no matter what evils they'd done in the aftermath.
He has not earned such happiness, Yana, the Night Lord said. Not yet.
The lady sighed. I know. I heard him touch her, perhaps a kiss, perhaps just taking her hand. It reminded me at once of Shiny and the way he often touched me, wordlessly, needing the reassurance of my nearness. Had he done that with Nahadoth once upon a time? Perhaps Nahadoth, underneath the anger, missed those days too. He had the lady to comfort him, however. Shiny would soon have no one. Silently, the Night Lord vanished. Yana stayed where she was for a moment, then turned back to me.
That was foolish of you, she said. I realized she was angry too with me.
I nodded, weary. I know. Sorry. To my surprise, that actually seemed to mollify her. She returned to the table, though she didn't sit.